The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you've joined me. America is gone, says Sebastian Gorka. I don't think he's wrong. America is dying because the Republican Party died years ago. In fact, I think the Republican Party died longer than I even realized how much it was corrupt and full of fake conservatives. We say conservatives, but really the way I look at it and the way you should really look at it is fake Christians, fake God-fearing people. Without true God-loving, Christ-loving people in the Republican Party, you're on the side of evil automatically. You're not on the side of God. If you're not on the side of Jesus, you're not on the side of God. That's what Christians believe. And I think it takes Christians within the Republican Party at least a huge chunk of it. You would hope it would be the majority of the Republican Party, especially elected officials. When you are a super small minority, and I know it's less than 20%. I'm being generous when I say the Republican Party has 20%. It's not. It's way under 20% of the Republican Party has actually got God-fearing conservatives, true Christians that actually love God. All the rest of the Republican Party are not. They're people that proclaim Christianity because they were born into, or their family practiced, or they went to a Christian church. But they don't have any personal relationship with Jesus. They don't read their Bible. They don't do any of that stuff. They probably don't even attend church. And even if they do attend church, it really doesn't matter. They don't have a true relationship with God. It's just fake. So the Republican Party worships at the altar of money. And then your Republican politicians kneel at the feet of Democrats. And many of them are secret Democrats who just run as Republicans because they lived in an area which they thought it was easier to get elected that way, and then they could just work and help the Democrat Party from the Republican side. You get a lot of that, and you never get it in reverse. It never happens the other way. Why? Because if you're a true conservative and a true God, Christian-fearing, loving, God-loving conservative, that's called lying and deceiving people. You can't base your whole life as a lie to run as a Democrat to secretly help the Republican Party. You couldn't possibly be a Christian and do that. Your whole life is fruits of lies, proving you would not be a Christian. Therefore, you don't see our side of true conservatives doing that because we can't. It's against our nature. But is it against the other nature of the other side, who are not God-fearing, not God-loving? No, it is in their nature to lie, to deceive, to pretend to be they're one of us, to put on a mask and pretend that they're polite, pretend that they're God-fearing when they're not, pretend like they don't hate us when they hate us with a passion. I've said for years, and I know it sounds radical, it might not sound radical anymore, but when I said this 15 years ago on the radio, I meant it, and I know people thought it was radical. But I said, you don't understand the evil you're dealing with people who are not God-fearing, not God-loving, especially true liberals in the Democrat Party. They would kill you in the streets if they could. The reason why they don't slaughter you like you see in other countries, these communists, these full-blown communists, the reason why these giant liberal communists don't kill you is because they think they would be caught and put in prison, and there would be massive consequences for them. But if there was ever a time where they were told, you can kill a Christian conservative and it's legal and you will never be punished for it, we want you to do it, they would do it. They would do it. And I said this 15 years ago. I said, that's who you're dealing with, and you don't know that's who you're dealing with. But I'm telling you, that's the heart of the other side. And how do I know? Because the Bible tells me how the other side is full of evil. We're all evil unless we repent to Jesus Christ. We're all capable of going to the darkest places unless you have Jesus in your life. So I'm not saying every single one. I'm just saying there would be plenty of them that would. They don't because of the consequences. So, but look at as we move forward and there's less and less consequences for what they are doing, like burning down buildings and rioting in the streets and shoplifting, as there's less and less consequences, and as the left says, hey, you can go ahead and do that, we're just going to release you, the more they will do it, and the more the evil will escalate. So it never ends. The evil will continue to escalate as long as there's the people who could punish you say it's okay. And that was the only thing that holds the left from attacking people on the right. The left always wants to physically assault people on the right. Always. They always do. How do I know? Look at any other countries. Look at all the socialist, communist dictatorships, all the left-wing people, and look in all the foreign countries, and then look at the Christian conservatives. They always attack. They always physically assault. Always. So that's how I know. All right. So Sebastian Gorka saying that America is gone. I want you to hear that first. Take a listen.
This is what we voted for. It's a joke. It's an utter joke that when the likes of Victor Davis Hanson say that the Republic is on a precipice, when you have Newt Gingrich, who, God bless him, is one of the smartest guys alive today, but never a bomb thrower, but he's from Georgia, and he says on my buddy Charlie Kirk's show, I have it from a very reliable source, that the Federal Department of Justice ordered Fannie Willis, whose father was literally in bed with Angela Davis. Yeah. Her daddy was having sex with Angela Davis. That the DOJ ordered a county prosecutor to drop the indictments against President Trump. It's gone, Steve. America is gone. The feds don't get to order a county prosecutor to indict President Trump and 18 other people for what? Read the flipping indictment for Truth Social Post saying, watch OAN now, for asking people to send emails to their state representatives. That's now a felony in America. And the feds tell a county prosecutor to bring those charges. Steve, I've had it. They're coming after you. I don't know. Are you going to get a prison term? Who's going to be next? If Mark Houck gets his door busted down because he wants to stop babies being killed?
It doesn't stop. And there are many people in the Republican Party that think once they're done with Trump, then it will blow over. They are fools. Once they're done with Trump, they will come after them unless they bow and obey and show total allegiance. They're going after anyone who doesn't obey. The left is doing what they've always done. They have always been the Southern slave owners. That's been the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party was the Southern slave owners. The Democrat Party was the ones who always wanted to keep black people enslaved, but they love slavery. They want everyone to be slaves. And they still act like the slave owners. And they justify themselves just like the slave owners did. If you were a slave on a plantation and you say, I'm not taking this and I'm not going to be, I'm escaping. And there are free states I can actually escape to. And many of them did. And they were successful at actually escaping. Some of them would get caught and not escape. And the slave owners would beat them and hammer them and even kill them. And they would blame the slave. Well, how dare you not listen to me? If you would just do every single thing I say and obey me like a slave and give up being a human being, give up being free, don't have a desire of freedom, but just obey me no matter what. I am your God. You do what I say. And since you didn't, It's your fault I'm beating you. See, they blame the victim. It's your fault I have to kill you. And they really do go to bed at night thinking it's your fault. Their mentality is still the same. They're saying it's Trump's fault because he dare go against us. It's Trump's fault. He doesn't have to be going against us. It's you, Trump supporters' fault. If you would just obey, if you would just put that poisonous shot in your body because we told you to, if you'd wear a mask, no matter how long we say you wear it, you wear it. And if you don't, and we punish you and throw you in prison and beat you, that's your fault because you should have just obeyed. See, we're not beating our slave Democrats. We're not beating them. Well, we will beat them as soon as they step out of line and don't obey in another area. But see how they obeyed? So we didn't beat them. But we're beating you because you don't obey. And those type of mentality people are the Democrat Party. Think of an abusive husband to a wife who's abused. The abusive husband will convince the wife she's the reason. You're making me beat you. It's your fault if you would just have done what I said. And that's all a lie, too. The more you comply and do exactly what they say, the more they will beat you. Because the more they lose respect for you, to the point where then they will kill you. The more an abused wife submits, the more likely she's going to get killed. Because they lose respect for you. Now it's just too easy to beat you. You submit, it's not even fun for the evil person anymore. They have to take it to the next level and just kill you. This is what the Nazis did with the Jews. The Jews were super submissive. They didn't fight back. To the point where then it gets to the point where they just started killing the Jews for fun. It ends up, you just end up in a gas chamber. When you submit and fully submit, they don't get nicer. They end up killing you. So it's a lie when they say, well, if you would just obey. That's a lie too. If you just obey, they'll slaughter you. That's the type of evil you're dealing with. How do I know? Because that's the evil in man's heart that has been throughout world history. Read history. Men are the same. The evil people that lived 1,000 years ago doing evil atrocities are still the same evil people that live today, same type of people, same heart, that can commit the exact same atrocities still to this day. And who are those people? They are always non-God-loving people. Unhappy, God-hating, hateful people. They're not happy people. You can't be happy and be who they are. You have to understand who you're dealing with, and most people don't because they can't comprehend this type of evil. But you have to grasp it because it's before you. So Sebastian Gorka also talked about Matt Gaetz and his lack of support in Congress, and I thought this is key to hear. You need to hear this, because when I say that the Republican Party is dead because less than 20%, it's probably less than 10% are actually true Christian conservatives. Who knows? I don't know what the number is. But Matt Gaetz gives a number to Sebastian Gorka of his support in the House. And when I heard this, I knew this was true. But it's good to have the confirmation, because what this really means is your Republican Party is completely dead. That's what you're about to hear when he tells you about Matt Gaetz's support. Take a listen.
And look, God bless Matt Gaetz. I spoke to him privately. I can't say what he told me yesterday. I had him on the show afterwards, and you need to listen to it. But let's just, you know, read his pinned tweet, on his social media account. And, you know, I told him on air, I said, Matt, I've never seen this. I've never seen a social media content or even interview quotes from any politician like these, unless the person is about to retire, resign, or is facing some other serious lifestyle change. Just two sentences. Tens of millions of Americans rest their hope on the House of Representatives to stop the terrible things that are going on. However, I offer you this sincere confession. When you hear politicians talk about confessions, I offer you this sincere confession. We aren't putting up the fight you deserve, and it sickens me. I asked him, is he Winston Churchill in the 1920s shouting in the wilderness, or does he have any support? And he said, Seb, don't tell them the number. But when he told me how many people have his back, well, let's just say it's single digits.
Single digits have Matt Gaetz back. That means single digits have your back, have conservatives back, or true conservative beliefs. Single digits in the Republican Party. Single digits in the House. That means your Republican Party is dead. It has been dead for a while, but now you know for sure it's dead. That means single digits support Donald Trump. You also have to realize that. Trump's movement isn't dead. Don't misunderstand me. Trump's movement isn't dead, but that's not the Republican Party. The Republican Party is completely dead. And once they destroy Trump, if they do, throw him in jail or whatever, because I know they won't let him win, the Republican Party will completely collapse and become what it really is anyways, slaves to the Democrats. But then they'll realize, oh my gosh, we really, really, really are slaves. We really have to obey or we'll end up in jail or they will kill us. And that, I'm not exaggerating. It will be, you're either going to be killed or you'll end up in jail because you're going to end up into the tribulation area. And if America even makes it into there, which I don't think it will, I think America has to be destroyed so that the one world government comes about, because there's still too many Christians that would resist in America. There's still millions of Christians that are actually good. And that's a lot, even though it's a super small percentage. When you're talking about the entire United States, it's a small percentage, but there's enough that would cause a lot of problems. So what you need is America out of the way. It's easier just to get rid of America and move forward than to try to bring America into a one world government. And the globalists outside of America know that for sure. It is the globalists within America that are dumb and don't understand. The globalists outside of America have no intention of bringing America into a one world government. They have considered America the problem the whole time. It is what stands in their way and always has. And it's not America's government that stands in the way, clearly. It is the American people that stand in the way, and they're not going to bring those people in because those people are going to be too much of a problem, and they have grown up believing in a constitution. And have this understanding. So what we need to do is poison them with shots and replace them with people who have not grown up believing in a constitution and freedom. We'll try to poison them, kill them off, and replace them with foreigners. That is part of the plan for the inner globalists in America. They think that's how it's going down. Well, that's what they're trying to do, but it's not going to work. And so, in the end, it's going to be America has to be just removed, clearly. And folks, I'm not trying to depress you. I am a truth teller. And if you say, well, all you do is give us negative stuff, there's no hope. I've given you the hope. Here's the problem. Nobody listens to what the truth is about how we can win. We can win tomorrow if our Republican governors would stand up and say, I'm kicking the FBI out of my state. The federal government's out of control, and we are kicking all these federal government agencies out of our state. We're not cooperating with the federal government. It is out of control. That's all it takes is Republican states to stand up to the federal government. That's all it takes, and it could happen tomorrow. That's how you win. That's how you stop the tyranny. Governor DeSantis could have stopped the raid of Mar-a-Lago on Donald Trump. No one ever points this out. If he ever caught any wind, he should have stopped the FBI and said, nope, you can't operate. You're not going to do that. You're not going to go after President Trump. Not my state. You ain't doing that. Get out. You know, he could still do that right now. Oh, he ain't going to put up that kind of fight. They might take Donald Trump out of the way, and he thought he could maybe become president. Because he's all about power and money. It's not about you. It's corruption So yes, we could win, but we are blind. Everyone thinks, wait till 2024. No, you're not going to win with elections. I've told you this. States stand up to the federal government. That's how the Founding Fathers designed it too. Our states are supposed to say, no, the federal government doesn't have this kind of power. We're not giving you this kind of power. You get your power from the states. The Constitution holds us all together, and states can't violate the Constitution, but that's it. The states have complete power over anything other than violating the Constitution. That's how it's set up. And the Republican governors want you to think they have no power, want you to think that they're slaves to the federal government, and if the feds come in, they can boss the governors around, and governors have to obey. Oh, a federal FBI agent has come in. I have to obey. That's not it. The FBI has to bow down to your Republican governor. The FBI, if they come in and the Republican governor says, get out of my state, they have to get out of the state. That's how it works. No one's going to do it because they're a bunch of wimps, but God has blinded them. So I know what it takes to win. I'm not making up. I guarantee you that's what it will take to win, and that's the only way. It's like telling someone who's thinking about having an abortion, the only way you're going to win in this situation, all these pressures come around you, is not to have an abortion. I know that's the answer. That's a fact. There is no other answer. But they have all these pressures, and they think the easy way out is the abortion. When if they go through with it and get the abortion, it destroys their life. They regret it for the rest of their life. Everything is destroyed. They would have been way better off. But the reason why they didn't go and just have the baby and listen to the person who said, no, the answer is don't have the abortion, is because there might be some difficulties. If I don't have the abortion, then I might struggle. I have to financially take care of the baby. And they think about all that. That's the situation you're in. I'm telling you, the governors can stand up and stop this. But they're thinking, but then the federal government, I'll have to fight the federal government, and then there'll be suits, and then they'll stop the funding, and then I'll have to fight back. And they just like, well, that's what you have to do. Otherwise, you're heading for the abortion. So the states are heading for the federal government killing them, ending their power, ending everything, ending America. It's either you stand up or you're dead. But they don't think they're in that situation, apparently. They think America's going to go on. Once Trump's out of the way, then everything will go back to the way it was. If you think that, you've never read a history book about the left, communism, socialism, or anything in your life. That has never, ever happened. There has never, ever been a time when socialists, communists, or anyone on the left has taken ultimate power and then given it up and went right back to, yeah, okay, we got power, and now we're going to give you your freedom. Never. And it will not happen here. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya.
Hey guys, hit the subscribe button right now.
Hi, I'm Alan Keyes. I'm the host of IMTV's daily talk show about news and events in America. And I want to say a good word for the New American Magazine. Not only because Alex Newman has joined us as somebody who is periodically hosting a show, but because New American Magazine represents an alternative media that is willing to tell people the truth. With so much fake news spreading about, and the fact that right now this country's in an existential crisis, we remember who we are and where we come from and what our principles are, or we die. Reading New American Magazine can keep you up to the minute on the issues that are challenging us as a people and on which that survival hangs. You can check it out and subscribe at www.thenewamerican.com.